ministers either.
Well, Steve Barclay is a health minister who used to be in the Treasury. Clive Lewis is a shadow Treasury minister. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Steve Barclay, if I can start with you. On health, on the NHS, which has received the 20 billion that other departments may be looking rather enviously at, the spending plans mean that the amount that will be spent on health by 2023-24 will be 38% of public service spending. That is such a huge percentage of the pie. Is it sustainable?
Well, we've been very clear that the public's number one priority is the NHS, and that is this government's priority. But as we meet the challenge of an older population with more complex medical needs, we need to take a much more long-term approach. And therefore, alongside this biggest ever injection of cash into the NHS, the £20 billion, we are saying to the NHS, we need to take a 10-year approach in terms of delivering reform, delivering efficiencies alongside that. But it does reflect our commitment. We are committed to the NHS. The Prime Minister has set out it is her priority. It's the government's number one priority. It's also the public's number one priority.
So 38% is where it should be.
Yes, and I think in terms of our commitment, the key issue in terms of other departments which will be addressed in the spending review is around driving productivity, getting the economy growing. And that's why, as part of the balanced approach that the Chancellor set out, we're also delivering a tax cut for 32 million people. As you said in your interview with Emily Thornberry, it's extraordinary. I think the words you used were extraordinary, confused, dismay. No, and people are confused, but we're taking a balanced approach in terms of tax cuts.
Labour's position in a minute.
Well.
I'm just asking about what one would expect under future Conservative governments. And it is, you've made clear, 38% of public service spending would go on the NHS. Clive Lewis, is that the same for Labour? Is it just a recognition of the our demographics now, that with older people and the demands on health, it should be that sort of size of the state?
Well, I guess the key difference for us is that we've been hearing there about a long-term plan for the NHS. We'll match what the Conservatives are putting in terms of the £20 billion that they're putting in, but that goes on top of what we were already going to spend, which was significantly more than the Conservatives at the last election. And that means that rather than the kind of 3.4% annual increase, which the King's Fund and a number of independent health experts have said is insufficient to get the NHS onto its front foot, we'll bring that up, spending up to between 4 and 5%.
Okay. Now, fascinating. So you're saying 38% isn't enough?
No, but you're saying 38% of a reduced pie. Now, what we've seen today is that there are still going to be £18 billion of cuts between now and 2023. Now, 38% of a smaller pie is a big amount, but actually, what Labour is saying is that we would actually invest in our public services. We're seeing under this
You'd spend more, and as a result of spending more on other departments, the relative percentage on the health would go down.
We've costed at the last election, unlike the Conservative Party, we costed at £49 billion the amount of spending that we'd put into public services. We've costed that. No other party did that. And that's how we would enable to increase the size of the pie to be able to spend extra, which I think is right. Can I just, one last thing I wanted to say, though. If you have a long-term plan that includes an ageing population, you know, we currently have a situation where elderly social care budgets have been cut by billions of pounds, 1.5 million people in this, elderly people in this country not getting the care that they deserve and need. Now, how can you get onto the front foot on the NHS with an ageing population when you're still stripping back elderly social care budgets?
I'm going to come back to Labour policy, but Steve Barclay, on the Conservatives, it does speak to that idea of what the percentages are, the idea that austerity may have ended for the NHS, although I know there's an argument about that, but it certainly hasn't ended for any other spending department.
Well, it's about growing the economy, getting productivity up, and that's why, as part of the balanced approach the Chancellor set out, there was also £37 billion allocated in terms of the infrastructure budget, the biggest ever spending on roads, the biggest ever spending since the Victorian times on our rail infrastructure. Because the key in terms of funding of the departments is to actually get the productivity, the growth across the economy. Because there's only three ways one can fund those departments. You can either borrow more. The Labour Party want to borrow £1,000 billion
that's
more.
Rubbish.
And the problem with that is we will then be saddled with massive debt interest payments, which will wreck the economy. And respected bodies like the CBI have noted their concern that simply borrowing unlimited amounts would not be the way to fund other departments.
Well,